Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Leah, written by Pascal Mercier and read by Sean Barrett. Chapter 1. We first met one bright, windy morning in Provence. I was sitting outside a café in Saint-Rémy, studying the branches of the bare plane trees in the pale light. The waiter who had brought me my coffee was standing in the doorway. In his worn-out red waistcoat, he looked as if he had been a waiter his whole life. Every now and again he took a drag on his cigarette. Once he waved to a girl who was sitting side-saddle on the back of a rattling Vespa, like in an old film from my school days. After the Vespa had disappeared, the smile stayed on his lips for a while. I thought about the clinic, where things were carrying on without me for the third week. Then I looked across at the waiter again. His face was closed now, and his expression blank. I wondered what it would have been like to live his life instead of mine. At first, Martin van Vliet was a shock of grey hair in a red Peugeot with bearn plates. He was trying to park, and even though there was plenty of room, he was making a poor job of it. This uncertainty about parking didn't match the tall man who now got out and strode confidently through the traffic towards the café. He glanced at me skeptically with his dark eyes and walked inside. Tom Courtney, I thought. Tom Courtney in The Loneliness of the Long-Distance Runner. That was who the man reminded me of. But he didn't look like him at all. The two men resembled one another in their gait and their expression, the way they seemed to be in the world and within themselves. The headmaster of the college hates Tom Courtney, the gangly boy with the sly smile, but he needs him to win against the other college with its star runner. So he is allowed to run during class time. He runs and runs through the colourful autumn foliage, the camera on his happy, smiling face. The day comes, Tom Courtney runs far ahead of the rest. His rival looks as if he has been paralysed. Courtney turns into the home straight, close up at the headmaster's fat face, beaming with anticipated triumph. Only another 100 yards to victory, another 50. Then Courtney becomes infuriatingly slow, puts the brakes on, and stops. Incredulity on the headmaster's face. Now he recognises the intention. The boy has him in the palm of his hand. This is his revenge for all the bullying. He sits down on the ground, shakes out his legs, which could have gone on running for ages. His rival runs across the finishing line, and Courtney's face twists into a triumphant grin. I had to see that grin over and over again in the lunchtime showing, in the afternoon and evening, and in the late show on Saturday.